Welcome to our latest podcast on law. Today we're speaking with an expert on human rights law, Victor Frost. Welcome, Victor.
Pleasure, Nadia.
So, the world is facing many crises at the moment in Europe, the Middle East, Asia, Africa. Many people's lives are at risk. So, what should we know about human rights? For example, what are the rights of refugees and migrants?
So, that's not the same according to the law. Refugees are treated differently from migrants. Whether that is justifiable is a matter of opinion, but there is a difference. Refugees leave their homes because they are forced to. Their lives depend on it, maybe because of war or because they are a religious minority. Migrants, on the other hand, are seen as choosing to leave for a better life. They may come from countries that are extremely poor, but their immediate safety is not an issue.
I see. But things must be quite bad for someone to leave their home, their country. I mean, we hear a lot about small boats full of people from Africa trying to get to Europe. That's so dangerous. Those people must feel they have no choice.
Yes, many of them do feel that way, but refugees are protected by international law, the 1951 Refugee Convention. On the other hand, countries deal with migrants under their own laws.
I see. So if there's a boat full of refugees and a boat full of migrants, the migrants can be sent back. How do the authorities know if there are refugees or migrants in the boat?
They don't easily know, and that's one of the issues. Those people may want to try to claim refugee status, but if their boat is turned away, they can't do that. So if a boat is in a country's territorial waters, the people are in that country's jurisdiction for the purposes of human rights law, and their human rights must be respected and protected.
So what does that mean? How does that work?
It means that the authorities have to give people access to the courts, or whatever the process is, to determine their refugee status, and they can't just turn back the whole boat. The European Convention on Human Rights requires that each individual situation be examined.
In other words, those people should be let into the country.
Generally, yes. Maybe not permanently, but they can't be sent back automatically. They must be given shelter, food and clothing while they wait for a decision on their status.
I understand. They must be given a chance to give the facts of their situation before a decision is made. Thank you for this information, Victor.